Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time. The Jason Wilde Yingling Hotline, because he is three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year. Has his life or his behavior changed at all with The Miz? Jason, good evening. How are you?
I'm great, Homer. Thanks so much for asking.
Sure.
How are you?
Fine. All right. So has your – because I think this is the way you define greatness of an athlete. When people's lives change, their behavior is different because of a certain athlete playing or
mm-hmm.
– and has your life – or your behavior changed at all with the presence of Miz?
I wouldn't say significantly.
No.
If I come across the information that he is pitching on a day that I am not otherwise occupied, I will turn on the game on television, I guess,
okay.
which I wouldn't do otherwise. So
nothing major, but it does exist in a small way.
I feel like FedEx Steve's idea is a good one, but you know, the Brewers obviously, and beer, and Milwaukee, and the fact that Jacob Mizorowski attended a high school called Grain Valley. I feel like there's something there, you know, grain and hops, and I feel like we can't not incorporate beer in some form or fashion. And what about his obsession with Pokemon? Don't we need to get that?
Yeah, all those things are possible. The reality is I have to accept that nobody's that excited. And it may tell me that how fast you throw a baseball is nice, but it's not like he's hitting home runs. And again, you can't go watch him every day. So the fanaticism for The Miz has not caught up to my level, because nobody has really even done anything yet.
Well, I keep reusing, with credit, the Jesus preaching at your church, because that is really good.
I like that. And I am trying to find out the odds I get for him to throw a no-hitter. I do believe he'll throw a no-hitter before this season is up. And that will prove that he's Nolan Ryan Jr., or the closest thing to it. All right, let's get to the Green Bay Packers. You now have a month to do all your stuff that you then start using the week before training camp, or what's give people your timetable so they know how to take full advantage of Jason Wilde this time of year to be prepped for the season.
Yeah, so training camp is the first practice is a month from yesterday, so that kicks off on July 29th. So going back about 10 or 11 days to about July 18th ish. On channel3000.com, I'll do my position-by-position previews, which I think are pretty easy to read, but yet also cover a lot of ground. And then before that, right around July 9th, since there will be 20 installments of it, we'll kick off the countdown of the 20 most important Packers of 2026. And, of course, I cheat and I combine a couple, and you know how I like to work around the rules, but it's my list, so I can do whatever I want. That's my channeling my inner Homer. So we've got a couple more days before that, but I'm finishing up a story right now after our conversation with Antonio Freeman about his son Alex, and tomorrow night, obviously, the U.S. men's national team is in the knockout round against Bosnia. And was it Herzegovina?
Bosnia, whatever. Yeah.
But, yeah. With the Milwaukee Messi on the team, though. You know about this kid?
A little bit, but not much. So go ahead, give us the information. By the way, the general rule is the U.S. should never lose to that country in anything, ever.
Okay. I don't know enough about Bosnia's soccer.
Doesn't matter.
Program.
Come on.
Okay.
It's United States of America. Right?
That's
you agree. Anything there is.
So this young fella, his name is Esmir Bayraktarevic.
Mm-hmm.
Bayraktarevic.
Okay.
It's a tough one. Bayraktarevic, and they call him the Milwaukee Messi, but he is the 21-year-old star of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Why isn't he playing for the U.S.?
Because he, I don't know if he has dual citizenship, or but he's apparently not.
Well, you would think so if he's the Milwaukee. That otherwise, no one would know about him, right? He something about his family is from Milwaukee, right?
He played for U.S. national youth teams growing up in Milwaukee. Yes.
Yeah. So he's maybe he's not good enough to play for the U.S.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Okay.
But in Milwaukee, he's one of the GOATs. That's for sure.
Right. Well, and if you're if he's family, I can see you rooting for him. If he's not family, you should hope that in this particular instance, he has a horrible game.
Or, that is exactly right, yes.
Or that if the U.S. wins, he can have as good a game as he wants. If the U.S. wins, let him have 5 goals. But, yeah, I feel like I need to know more about him. All right. I did want to talk about Keyshawn Nixon because—
You should go right ahead.
Well, no, like, people should like him. He's a bit of a jerk. He can make stupid penalties. But it's an amazing story, and where would they be without him? Like, so he's the number one cornerback, right?
He is the Packers' number one cornerback, yes, whether you like that idea or not, or whether you think that that position has been mismanaged or not. That is the reality as we sit here today, yes.
And they like him so much that that's his position, right?
No, I don't know about that. They have, I would argue that they have mismanaged the position to such a degree.
All right, let's go through that. Position. Okay, how have they mismanaged it?
So, obviously, Eric Stokes was their first-round pick in 2021.
Correct.
And that did not go particularly well, although then he went to Vegas and actually had success for the Raiders last season and got an extension from them.
Yeah, can you look into that? Explain that. That's almost like a reverse Brewers. Like for the Brewers.
Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, also Josh Myers, the center, signed a 1-year deal with the Jets last year in free agency because the Packers didn't want him back either. And he wound up getting a contract extension from the Jets. So they liked what he did, too.
Right. So we'll stick to cornerback. So Stokes, I don't know, did they?
So obviously it started, you know, Goody's first year as the GM was 2018.
Correct.
He drafted corners with his first 2 picks, right? He drafted Jair Alexander
great.
In the first round. And then Josh Jackson, who was
the only Iowa player to be really bad. He's the worst Iowa player ever drafted by the Packers, right? Or in terms of the bad draft, his draft position, 45th player.
They had a guy named Abdul Hodge, who was also not great. But, yeah, sometimes the best.
All right,
best
who was worse, Abdul Hodge or Josh? I would say Jackson was worse.
It was Josh Jackson, okay. Sure. Yeah. And he goes out of the league pretty quickly.
Yep.
So anyway, so that was obviously 2018. Now, here are the draft picks that the Packers have expended on cornerbacks since that draft. In 2019,
not
Kadar Holman. He was a 6th round pick. In 2021, in 2021, Shamar John Charles.
Yeah, Appalachian
round.
State. I don't even remember him.
Yeah, he's still in the league. He was with Seattle last year when they came for a joint practice. And then obviously that was the Eric Stokes draft. 2022 didn't draft a corner.
No.
2023 drafted Carrington Valentine in the 7th round. You're gonna
that doesn't even count.
Here. Well, yeah, he started like 30-some games for them.
You're drafting someone.
But wait. This is what I mean about how they've mismanaged it, at least not prioritized it. Carrington Valentine, 7th round in 2023.
Right.
Kalen King, 7th round, 2024.
From Penn State. Yeah.
Micah Robinson, 7th round, 2025. So before this past year's draft, the 2026 draft, the Packers had gone no corners, seventh round corner, seventh round corner,
right,
seventh round corner. And none of those guys are with the team anymore, other than Carrington Valentine.
Right.
They, I mean,
are you
starting
gonna
with
do like
Jair
a three
Alexander.
Part story on this? I mean, can you find another team?
You're intrigued by it, aren't
no,
you?
No, it's hard to believe how bad they are. Well, they're bad, and then they don't seem to think it's important, and then somebody who was bad for them goes somewhere else, and he's good, not just one but two, and then they pick up Hobbs, and that fails, right?
Correct. So then, you know, obviously last offseason they signed Nate Hobbs to a four-year, $48 million contract, which included a $12 million guaranteed signing bonus.
Right. He's gone.
Which was obviously money poorly spent. He's not here anymore.
Right. So I would assume that Cisse and Jackson are going to stink, even though I shouldn't think that.
You should not think that. All people are different people.
I understand, but you have a history of this general manager, and if I'm overstating, you'll let me know. This is horrible.
Most likely are.
Is it?
It's not great.
And
but
how
again,
big an issue and how important is the cornerback position? It seems like to him, to Goody, it's not
important.
Very important.
No, it should be important.
Well, but he hasn't drafted like it is, or he's gone through free. I'm open to this. It's.
Yeah, no, he has not demonstrated that it's important, even if he, you know, his actions would not indicate.
Right, like no turnovers last year.
As important as it actually is. Yeah, there's a lot of things here, okay? There's a lot of different angles.
And they're all bad.
To your point about Keyshawn Nixon being, you know, and again, that's you saying that because Lord knows when I said
well,
it.
Well, no, it's the best, it's the best thing Goody's done at cornerback in how long?
Yeah, but again, it's if you're a Packers fan and you don't
right.
like the fact that he's their number one corner, that's not Keyshawn Nixon's fault.
I agree. They'd be even worse without him.
And so, yeah, you know, look, if you look at his Pro Football Focus grades,
yeah.
you know, he's
right.
basically a top quartile second corner.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like he was like 40 something. In their rankings,
right.
of,
that's
out
not
of
his fault. That's the
corners.
Packers' fault that
right.
they don't have him where he should be. And,
that's all I was right,
yeah.
And I understand he rubs people the wrong way.
He doesn't.
Way.
I like him. I want to be on record.
Yeah, but other people don't. Well, you rub people the wrong
fine,
way.
Fine, but I think they're wrong, and I don't understand what they don't like him. It's like not liking the guy who was a number one wide receiver.
Yeah, again, like when they had Alan Lazard
yes.
as their number one wide receiver in 2022, that was not Alan Lazard's
right.
fault
and
either.
Judging a player as far as them performing above expectations, Lazard has certainly
yeah.
done that, and Keyshawn Nixon
he
has
did.
Done that.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
He should but be again, a number two. Well, on a good team, well, on a team as good as the Packers think they are, Keyshawn Nixon should be what? A two, right? What would.
He should be your number two corner.
Okay.
You should have a shutdown guy that is a top flight guy, and then you have Keyshawn as the other guy. And Keyshawn,
would you still have him returning kicks?
Way. No, I
oh,
mean, look,
right.
I think people also gloss over the fact that he was the first team All Pro kick returner back to back years, but then they changed the kickoff rule, right? So like, I'm yes, there are still occasionally kickoff returns. That break
yeah,
free,
he could be used in certain situations.
And that's how, and right, and that's exactly how he should be used.
Right, and if he
because,
was, as you suggested, number two, they would do that with a number two. They're not doing that
right.
with a number one.
If we're going to argue that this is a player who is their number one corner, which he obviously is, we would say if his name was Keyshawn True, and a fictional character, but he's their number one corner, we would say that guy's too valuable to be playing, having him return kicks, right? That's the attitude that we usually have about, like, that's what our attitude was about Tremont Williams. And look, Tremont Williams was a much more accomplished player. He was a much better player. He's going to go to the Packers Hall of Fame in about a month, like, and deservedly so. He's also one of the best stories I've covered during my career. But
Keyshawn Nixon's a pretty good story, too.
He is. And this is the third straight day I've talked about him because I got everybody's hackles up. Gabe and I did doing State of the Packers with Alex Stroph at Summerfest because we got through the entire show, and then we got to corner, which was corner and safety were the last positions we talked about. And I said,
the safety,
I
they're so good.
Right. And that's the other thing that's fascinating, right? Like, Brian Gutekunst drafted Javon Bullard in the second round, drafted Evan Williams in the fourth round, and signed Xavier McKinney, who the Giants were stupid enough to let out of their building. Like, those three guys are studs with a capital
right.
S. And so, you know, again, no one is perfect. Ron Wolf wasn't perfect. Ted Thompson wasn't perfect. And Goody's not. But it would appear to me that, you know, not only is Keyshawn Nixon in the last year of his deal, but also Carrington Valentine is that they want the flexibility to say, okay, thank you for your service, but we think we can find people that are better. And frankly, they should feel that way, right? You got
There's
a seventh
no
round pick and
it.
An undrafted guy that you signed as a, I mean, when they signed Keyshawn Nixon away from the Raiders, first of all, he had not been a kick returner. So that was kind of this revelation during that 2022 season. And then on top of that, he was a minimum salary guy. Like, they didn't pay him a bunch of money. So to your point, again, which I know will fire up some that are in the YouTube comments or on social media, like, he has outkicked his expectation coverage. Even if the problem is he's not Jair Alexander, he's not Charles Woodson, he's not Al Harris, not Tremont Williams. Heck, I'm not sure he's even Sam Shields, but he is what they have. And that is because of the misses that they've had or the, you know, dereliction of drafting players at that position.
Why isn't anybody saying the Packers should have signed some significant cornerback? Was there anybody available?
I mean, there were certainly guys in free agency. There were a bunch of players that each of the last 2 years that have moved teams at that position. But again, you know, I know the Rams traded for one. Like,
yes.
Look, it's a really important position. But I think we also lose sight of the fact that even the really good ones still get cooked from time to time.
Yeah.
This is a really hard position to play at a very high level on every single snap of the game.
Shouldn't the biggest mistake the Packers did in the offseason is to not add a number one cornerback? I mean, doesn't everybody agree with that?
I mean, they didn't have a first-round pick. And I would argue that their hope is, since they gave up their first-round pick this past season and the next one to get Micah Parsons, is that our pass rush, this is Goody speaking through me, our pass rush is going to put so much pressure on quarterbacks that our coverage guys aren't going to have to cover for as long as they would.
Is there any history of that working for any team of note? It just seems to me every good team has a good cornerback.
Yeah, I mean, no. I mean,
I'm open to it because I think this is the most – you had your – and I did listen. It was very good. This is the most important issue for the Packers. I think it's even more important than the offensive line, especially with Micah Parsons gone the first six games. If Micah Parsons was healthy, it'd still be an issue. With Micah Parsons out the game, it's not even close.
I think offensive line and corner are close, and I do think that those are, again, two positions where...
In which position are they worse? It's not even close.
Well, I saw a clip of Chewy saying this, and I'm going to steal it from him, although I had the same thought, which is every position on the offensive line, there's a question mark. Yes, Jordan Morgan's a first-round pick.
No, there's
but
not.
Is he good? Sure there is.
Zach Tom, there's no question. It's just when he's going to
be healthy. Well, there is. Let me work my way left to right.
All right.
So Jordan Morgan, yes, he's a first-round pick, but is he any good? We don't know. We got to find out.
I agree.
Left guard Aaron Banks. They've given him $43 million in a 12-month span based on his original contract and then converting a roster bonus to a signing bonus. Is he going to play at the level of a guy who made $43 million? Is he going to stay healthy?
No.
Because they overspent on
him.
Right,
but they know he's going to be okay, right? And there's no one who doesn't think he's going to be okay, right?
I don't know.
You'd really?
Mean, if he's hurt, Well, I think if he's healthy, he's good
he's
enough.
He's okay. Yeah. I mean, they may have given him too much money. I don't worry about that position.
Sean Ryan has started 9 games at center.
Yeah.
Is he going to be the same guy he was last season, or is he going to make a significant jump?
He's not making a significant jump. I would refer to him the way John Anderson referred to the players that the Bucks got for Giannis.
Giannis.
He's a part. That's what he's always going to be. He's a part.
Sure. Anthony Belton at right guard. He was decent on the stretch.
Huge
last year.
Risk. Is he going to
elevate his game, or is Jagger Burton going to beat him out for that job?
That position's a mess. The biggest mess in the offensive line. What do you agree with me on that?
Zach Tom. Yeah, I would say it's the biggest question mark on the line for
sure.
Okay. But again, they all have questions, and that's where Zach Tom comes in because, yes, we all agree Zach Tom is a really, really good football
the
player.
The best by far in the line.
Rightfully so. He is unquestionably their best offensive lineman. He is coming off a torn patellar tendon.
Right.
We don't know when he's going to be available. We don't know what kind of player he's going to be when he is clear to play. We don't.
We know he's going to be good. We don't know if he's going to be great and how long before he gets back to being great.
Well, we don't know if he's
going
to be as good as he was before.
Not initially.
Like, and how long does it take him to get back his sea legs? Like, those are...
All right.
No, we all agree he's a really good player. But, like, this is a guy who, when I was talking to him earlier this month at the minicamp, wants to play in preseason games because he thinks it's that important for him to get that work to be ready for the season. And I wouldn't risk that at all. But that's how intently he feels like
we've gone too
that.
Long. You know, that never happens with me. But
never.
I know because I follow everything you say, unless it requires me to read an article, that you think the Packers are good for not this season, but next season. I think
they're good for this season. I think that they're I think they acquired Micah Parsons for basically a 4-year championship
win. I agree.
Window.
How can you think they're going to be that good with what the discussion we just had or that you presented about the offensive line and cornerback?
Well, I don't think they're Super Bowl good. Like, I think they're maybe win the division, maybe win a playoff game, maybe somehow win a divisional round game. And make it to the NFC Championship.
They're maybe
game.
Good,
I think they've got enough good players to be not. They're definitely not great on paper. They're good to very good. But my point in saying that about 2027 is that Goody has like 12 draft picks next year.
Right.
They've got some different ways to create cap.
I agree
room.
With you totally.
They're going to be able to load up for that 27 season, and they've got all their best players. Once Kraft Steel is done under contract, Matthew Golden will be a third-year player. Like, I expect Jordan Love to make a significant leap this season. Like, to me, all those stars align for 2027. And if I'm wrong, we'll revisit that.
Nah,
a year
you're not wrong.
And a half.
You're not wrong. But anybody who thinks they're going to be anything better than maybe very good isn't addressing the things that you brought up. Is that the way to put it? They're going to be good.
That's a very fair way to put
maybe
it.
Maybe very good.
I can't
good.
Believe I just said.
Yeah. That's
maybe.
Why we finished. You can just hang up. Drop the mic. All thanks,
right,
Jason. Jason Wilde, All Packers All the Time on the Yingling Jason Wilde Hotline.